And welcome everyone to today's episode of Connection Point. This is a Meet the Experts episode. I'm your host, James Hilliard. Glad to be here. And joining all of us is Justin Barron. He is a solutions architect for the PC Connection family of companies. Justin's got a great deal of experience around data center and network capacity planning. And he's here today to talk to us about those types of issues. He's got a lot of good knowledge about the industry. So that's why we invited him. And Justin, I do appreciate you taking time and joining me today.
Pleasure to be here.
One of the things that I thought we would start off with here, Justin, is just lay out a couple of good reasons that IT departments would want to develop a capacity planning strategy, right? Put some thought into the idea of capacity planning. What do you say when you're talking to customers and they might say, hey, Justin, well, why would we want to do this? What's your response to them?
Well, I think the key is that, you know, IT needs to stay one step ahead of the business. In the end, that is the ultimate goal. This way, IT has the ability to show the fastest possible time to business value when the business needs to adopt new technologies. IT can then be an enabler to user workflows by really responding quickly to their new demands. You know, proper capacity planning is really an enabler that helps us to shift the ratio of IT operations from reactive to proactive. IT can become a business enabler. They can be more innovative to mapping IT strategy to the business. Ultimately, our goal is, IT's goal is to improve end-user workflows to enable better productivity and at the same time improving operational efficiencies to reduce cost.
And you and I both know that while that's an end goal of most IT, a lot of IT is spent putting out fires. I've seen numbers, they've ranged from 68 to 75% of budgets go to just maintaining, right? So they don't get to do a whole lot of strategic planning. And I've heard from folks that have gone through and thought about capacity planning. We're going to start off talking about network capacity planning. There are other aspects of kind of capacity planning. We might touch on that later. But organizations that can do that often find that they can lower that 70% of their time spent on fires. Well, they can maybe bring it down to the, 60 or the 50% range and free up a lot more time for that innovation. So again, we might touch on some of that. Let's talk about the idea of capacity planning for a network and what you hear from customers that they say are some of their common challenges when they set out trying to do some of this planning.
Yeah, one of the major challenges is that it's very difficult for the business to predict how it's going to grow and change over time. You know, complement that with the fact that we have sort of a changing landscape when it comes to end user behavior. For example, the push toward consumerization of IT that's resulting in more and more demanding business users over time. Also increased workforce mobility. They're demanding anywhere and anytime access, secure access to IT resources. Businesses are looking for increased collaboration among users just to provide the best possible experience for their clients, to maintain competitive advantage in their marketplace as well. At the same time, the business doesn't want to overspend when it comes to IT. So how do you determine the right size, the right tools, the right tactics, the right timing, and then ultimately what the right investment strategy is?
Absolutely. And I've heard some of these challenges as well from folks. The mobility you hit on, the BYOD, absolutely. Collaboration, that whole side has the video component. And, if you don't plan on the bandwidth that video brings, that could easily overshoot some budgets that a business might have. So definitely those sound on target to what I've heard as well. One of the other things, Justin, I've heard is folks that are starting to do some of this capacity planning immediately start looking and saying, hey, that means our data center is going to be growing, so we definitely should be looking at a cloud solution. Question to you, is that always the best choice for folks?
Well, I hate to overuse the phrase, but it really depends. Each business has is in a different predicament. Every landscape is different. The concept of cloud is very appealing in some regards. For example, you get the promise of uptime. It's very complementary to the concept of mobility computing. The idea that you can handle spikes in workloads very cost effectively as opposed to building for those spikes internally. But at the same time, cloud presents challenges. How do you make sure that your IT, you can support SLAs across your various IT systems and workloads? How do you handle federation between your on-premise systems and the cloud systems, the cloud providers? How can we ensure that we can enforce our business security standards? And how do we monitor sort of an increasingly distributed IT environment? You know, and ultimately, does cloud offer the level of control that IT is really wants and needs and has become accustomed to? You know, our overall goal is to take a look at each individual customer and to right size a solution for each business. You know, sometimes even a hybrid approach can be effective. You know, we're seeing some customers that taking a strategy where they build on-premise infrastructures to support their day-to-day capacity needs, but then we have pave a pathway to some type of a cloud provider so that we can burst to those systems when needed.
Well, and I liked what you said, that it is one of those depends, and these types of decisions really do depend on not only the technology within an organization, the people within the organization, but the culture as well, and then dictated by all sorts of other things in terms of compliance issues and all that. But that is not a conversation necessarily for today. Let me come back to the idea, though. If it is one of those depends solutions, maybe some folks will say, hey, cloud is going to work for us. What about those individuals where it turns out maybe that's not the right path? What's an alternative path that has worked for other customers of yours?
You know, the key is that when designing on-premise systems, you know, we want to, with the overall goal of not over-investing or overspending day one, you know, we often are looking at network technologies that are very, very scalable. You know, this is especially important when, the business growth and the functional needs over time are somewhat uncertain. So, you know, some solutions these days for network infrastructure allow for scaling capacity in somewhat of a grid-like manner. This applies to things like core switching, telephony, video systems, and so forth. You know, other systems also allow for scaling functionality over time by adding bolting on software features via licensing. Another interesting sort of phenomenon is that the concept of virtualization has extended beyond server and storage technologies. It's extending into the network layers. So we're adopting concepts such as LAN-SAN convergence. We are also seeing the ability to provision core network services in somewhat of a physically distributed manner, as opposed to requiring large physical devices. We can go with essentially a cluster of smaller devices to provide core services. You know, the overall idea is to right-size the solution for every client day one, but make sure we're choosing proper platforms and deployment tactics that allow them to grow as their business needs over time.
Well, let me ask you this, Justin. You get to talk to and meet with a lot of customers. Do you have an example in your back pocket? I love stories of how customers have succeeded. Let's build upon what you just shared. Any good customer example of someone that has kind of gone that route and success they had?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, I've got two that I'd like to mention on sort of differing ends of the spectrum. You know, one of our SMB clients, it has somewhat of a campus type of a setup to support their headquarters. And they were dealing with an old antiquated network that was deserving of refresh. So this campus has two data centers in each of two buildings. And the client was ultimately looking to, in addition to supporting, handling the actual refresh of the network to modernize the network itself, they also wanted to get into a solution that would allow them to fail over between data centers for sort of data center level fault tolerance. We ended up choosing a solution from HP due to a technology that they offer called IRF. You know, this allowed us to build a distributed core network across the two buildings, and it also permits grid-like scaling over time. So we were able to right-size the solution day one as far as their port needs and so forth. But not, then in the future, as the data center inevitably grows, we're going to be able to add additional units to the grid. So that turned out to be a really nice solution for them. It was cost-effective, and it'll grow with them over time. Then on the other hand, you know, PC Connection deals with works with a lot of clients of all sizes, and we have an enterprise client that had a business initiative to consolidate their core IT services to a co-location facility. They knew that they were going to have scalability needs in that facility, but they were somewhat unclear or uncertain. They also, we recognized that they needed advanced functionality because they wanted to actually connect the data centers in a manner where they could actually move workloads across across distance from one facility to the other for uptime purposes. And they also had somewhat of a budget constraint despite having these lofty requirements. So, you know, for both of these examples, we were able to put together a future-proof solution very cost-effectively.
Well, and it goes back to, again, both of these were depends type of situations, but you were able to get in there, see what exact needs they had, put the right plan in place, and then execute appropriately. So I appreciate the stories there. Two final questions here before we let you go. One, in conversations I've had with others, they have a belief that capacity planning goes well beyond just the network and the numbers and things like that. I wondered if you wanted to take a quick comment on that. Do you see capacity planning as a bigger umbrella idea for an organization?
Absolutely. It's really important for all of our clients to understand that capacity planning extends beyond networks into all areas of IT infrastructure. And beyond infrastructure, capacity planning extends into other areas such as IT staffing, and it extends into human resources. You know, who's going to actually carry out IT policies and operational procedures on that infrastructure? And that's just as important as planning for capacity with regard to, you know, the infrastructure equipment.
Yeah, with when you talk about the BYOD or video, but I see, and that's what I've heard from others as well, is a much bigger umbrella idea. Let's do this. Let's suppose folks have had time, put a capacity strategy and a plan in place. Once that plan is in place, really at that point, it's words on paper. It's a plan. What are some next steps that people take to really implement that plan? How do they get that to move forward?
Well, you know, again, every customer environment is different, and as an organization, we feel it's critical that, you know, we invest time in all of our client relationships so that we understand as much as possible what their current status is, what their growth and scalability needs are, what their challenges and constraints are. You know, the idea is that the more we know as an IT solution provider, the better our ongoing recommendations and overall client services can be. You know, we ultimately strive to develop a body of knowledge around each client, and we use that body of knowledge as sort of a continual filter that guides all of our future recommendations and overall activities with them. You know, the idea is that we develop exponentially better and better relationships with our clients over time through investing in understanding each of their unique needs. You know, we have a lot of resources internally. Some of our clients have a very good understanding of their scalability needs, and as such, they understand, you know, what type of capacities they're going to need to build for. Others are not at that level. One way or another, our PC Connection Services is built to support our clients across all areas of IT operations as well as infrastructure. So we offer a wide variety of consulting services, assessment services, and overall guidance capabilities in addition to our engineering services to support our clients wherever they are in this journey. I'd recommend that anyone interested in talking about these types of concepts reach out to their account manager and set up a time to talk about these matters with some of our subject matter experts.
And I'm going to give that contact information right now. But before I do that, I'm going to thank Justin Barron for being with us here today on our Meet the Expert episode of Connection Point. And folks, if you do want to learn more about products and services that can help get your data center and networking projects off to a good start, then definitely turn to the PC Connection family of companies. You can contact your account manager today. So if you have that team in place, reach out to learn more about beginning your next IT project. Again, with one of the assessments or engaging their on-staff experts just for more information. If you want to learn more online at pcconnection.com, you can definitely go there, or you can call 1-800-800-0014 to get more information. Also, if you want to send a quick email, you can do so. It is connect@pcconnection.com. With that, we're going to wrap things up. Once again, I'm James Hilliard. Thanks for joining us on this installment of Connection Point.